Interestingly enough, about a week or what ago, I received a call from a frantic call from a lady in Pinetown who had hired, rented a shop floor, checked it out with shelves, etc., because she wanted to open a pharmacy, and she was, it was all systems go. Application was in at the health department, and she was refused on the basis that the numbers she's got in the proposal for that area is too small. And she then came to us to find out what are the population numbers for her area of business. So a lot of people use it for business concerns. Students use it, demographers, other researchers, universities. It has a multiple uses to understand, you know, the more the granular detail of our population, because you go down to a local level, that's about the only set of numbers that gives you that amount of detail and for that period of time, because it's quite an expensive thing to try and count a whole population all of the time.
Trevor, usually when things like this take place, there are always a couple of opportunists who will try and pose as Stats SA field workers to try and gain entry into somebody's home and then rob them. How do we make sure that a field worker is from Stats SA?
You know, it's sad that we live in a society of that nature. I pray for a time when we don't have that, but yes, you're absolutely right, we do. And in this instance, we have them dressed in green and black, with Census 22 logo, and a black bag and black cap. But that's not the most important thing. That is the clothing that they wear. They would also be each one given a unique ID card with the Stats SA logo and an identity number, which can be verified in two ways. One is you can go to the website and there's a field worker verification button and the picture of the person is associated with that number. And so the person who stands in front of your door should be the picture on your website. Or you can phone the call center and they will verify whether that person is legit. But ultimately, the other option is, of course, you don't. If you feel insecure, if you feel uncertain or threatened, don't do the invite the person into your house. Set an appointment or do it at the gate or go to your lawyer or your church or somebody in a public place where you feel much safer. It does not matter where you do it. As long as you complete it, that's all that is important. Hmm.
What question do you wish you could ask that you would have really loved to put on the form but maybe didn't or couldn't?
What would you say would be an interesting question that you would want to see on the form?
There's things about my neighbors that I'd love to know, but I don't want to ask. I'd rather you ask.
You and I can talk about that and then include it in the next census.